Arf, start us off, please.
Where do I even start off, man? I feel like it's been so long.
Welcome. What did you and Arsenal Fan TV do?
Listen, the money's looking good right now, okay? We got to feed the kids. Specific kids, okay?
Got to pay the bills. What's his name? Cash Nasty. Got to pay the bills.
That guy's jokes, bro. Yo, one thing, remember, you guys watch the, sorry, out of topic, but you guys see those ball stuff? The Toronto. K-Showtime, whatever, the Toronto?
Well, that man's going to go to the wrong neighborhood and get murdered.
I can't even say what I want to say because I might
I'm actually concerned for him, but like, I don't know why someone's not doing that for soccer a lot. I was literally thinking about this for a long time.
Soccer people swing. And plus,
I'm just saying, like, make those videos and stuff. I rate it. Like,
it's different. Taking over. It's different. The reason why you can't really do it is in ball, there's a lot of one-on-one potential.
No, but if there's like cage football, like in the UK, I feel like it's going to pop off real soon. Like, someone's going to get that idea and start doing it.
In UK, you'll get shafted. In basketball.
But you see how many beefs we get in soccer.
Basketball, it's a lot easier to take contact and finish a layup or something like that. Take contact in soccer, you're taking you out.
There's a lot of
two-foot tackle, you're flying.
That's true. There's a lot of trash.
If somebody does that to you, I promise you, it's way more violent. And then
that's what I'm saying. Like, if you see the way we play, the way we fight, apparently I have an attitude issue.
It's not me, bro.
You don't talk.
Ace. It's not me, man.
Welcome to the 11-11 intervention episode.
It's not me. It's not me.
You are delusional. You guys are talking. It's okay. You're an Arsenal fan.
No, it's not me.
It's part of us, okay? I was being delusional.
Listen, Ace, I got to break it to you, man. He fought the ref a couple times.
He fought
the ref after he won a championship. Yeah.
What was the ref? Who's the organizer?
It's even worse. The competitor has no hats in this. And you went, let me beef him.
That was an accident. I promise.
I literally had to calm you guys after winning a championship. Like, yo, let's enjoy the moment.
All right, listen. This is free content. Listen, Arif, start us off.
Welcome to the 11-11 podcast. I'm Arif.
Young Ace. I'm Ace Mo. Spades.
Let's get it popping.
Now that you mention it, I didn't have to do it. City and Liverpool. Let me adjust my mic, people. You might hear some crackling. Mo. Mo. How we doing today?
It was good.
What do people call you? Mo Salah?
I mean, you know, senior. Mo Salah senior.
The real Mo Salah.
Yes, so sir.
First of all, you had energy for Mr. Mohamed Salah.
100%.
Would you like to respond to that or take anything back?
No, he's still not better than Hazard.
He's not a great player. I never shut you up.
I never said he's not a great player. Run the tapes back.
You said he only scores goals because he's always forward. He doesn't do anything else. He's the most forward player. He plays like a striker. What did he do? That's a Hazard goal. Hazard did the same thing against Liverpool.
A broken clock strike twice a day.
How many times does Mo Salah have to do this? Yeah. Left foot, now right foot.
Okay, let's be honest. How many times has he done that goal?
Bro, he's done that goal a lot of times.
Capping.
Yeah. He's done that goal.
Name another one.
It's not off the top of my head. I'm not a Liverpool fan. That's the worst argument, Mo. First of all, we have to get into how your argument style is terrible. All you do is get people off track. It doesn't work.
He scored a similar goal works, like that in Champions League in 2019, but I think it was against Roma. But
where you
just
cut
to back back Ace's no. point, but
he has a goal where he hit top corner with his left foot.
He scored some bangers.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
He has a crazy highlight tape. I'm telling you.
Yeah, and his conversion rate isn't that much better than Hazard. I think they're like 35% and 34%.
This guy's talking about conversion rate.
I'm just saying
this guy's the Premier League record goal scorer, and you always like to say, oh, Lampard's the record midfielder goal scorer, but when it's Mo Salah, it's different. I'm confused. Make it make sense. How?
All right. I don't even want to compare Lampard in this, but I'll make it make sense.
Okay.
Lampard not only is a record goal scorer, he's doing it from center mid. He's top 10 by a mile from center mid, and he still does his job at center mid.
So now you care about stats.
There's context in it, in that he's not ignoring his center midfield job. He's still doing it.
So Mo Salah is ignoring his role.
I'm not saying he's doing that.
For a star player, he has more work rate than any other star player that you could think of. There's more no other star forward who has work rate like Mo Salah. There's no other star player.
But you know, Eden Hazard's had
star player. I'm not talking about bums. I'm talking about star player.
Bamford's a bum now.
Compared to Mo Salah?
Yeah.
Don't ever mention them together.
That's a wrong name to mention.
Star
right now.
Players who has defensive work rate like Mo Salah as a forward. Neymar? No. Mbappe? No.
Yeah, but like Eden Hazard's peak is like... Like you mentioned, I wasn't here last week, but like the trophies Mo Salah's won, like speak for himself. his goal scoring record speaks for itself as well.
Two trophies?
But
hold on.
I didn't talk for a whole week. It's my turn.
I know, I don't mean to cut you off, but I don't like this trophy narrative. He's won two.
So Eden Hazard hasn't really won that much.
Has Eden Hazard won the Champions League?
Yeah.
He's won Europa League.
I asked you, has he won the Champions League?
He didn't have a good opportunity. Look at the team he had.
He didn't have a good opportunity. Arguably, during that
Europa League, which he barely showed up in. Trust me, Arsenal fan, I watched every single Europa final, game.
That's it.
He was just there in the final. Giroud was the best player.
Giroud was the best player in that.
And
yeah.
Him and Conte. So
Giroud was the best player. And Conte and Hazard. Those are three of them. Yeah. Lots of Chico also was balling.
Like, don't get me wrong. To be honest, like my point on this, I think Hazard's a way better player. In my opinion, like he's Hazard's a complete different player.
I'll agree
with that. He's a better player. He's had a better career, is where the question is.
Has he?
It's arguable because for club, obviously, it's different. He's playing for Egypt, less things to go for. But what he's done for Belgium kind of speaks for itself. Like Belgium is where they're at because of Eden Hazard.
You like to talk a lot about trophies.
Bro,
does Belgium have
you can't forget that World Cup 2018, bro.
Does Belgium have any trophies? You like to talk about trophies, Mo Salah's trophies. Does Belgium have any trophies?
I'm just saying that about Mo Salah winning trophies, bro. He won two.
He won the two.
Okay, fair.
Liverpool has, when's the last time they won Premier League? Did they?
Yeah.
Since it was called the Premier League, have they won?
No.
Yeah. So he won Liverpool's first Premier League.
It was 30 years ago.
He won Liverpool's Champions League.
It wasn't
the first time since Istanbul.
It wasn't just him.
He was the guy. He's the best player on that team. He's
the
top scorer.
Van Dijk got player of the year that year.
You see, you know, I've never cared about awards.
That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing with Mo Salah. I'm not trying to disrespect the real Mo Salah. Sorry to say that. I don't know why I have to say that. But anyways, like when Liverpool...
No disrespect, but disrespect.
When Liverpool were at their peak in that two Champions League runs to the finals, and when they finished, they lost to Real Madrid, I don't think Mo Salah was top five players in that team.
What?
I think Van Dijk was better. I think Alisson was better.
They lost
the
final the year before.
I think Sadio Mane was better at that time.
Come on, man.
I thought...
don't forget, no. Are we going to forget
Trent arguably in the Champions League was...
Are we going to forget 2 years ago?
Had better performances.
Sadio Mane was the guy.
And hey, don't forget, Mo Salah wasn't there in the biggest game of their season.
Yeah, because he got fouled.
When have you ever seen a Chelsea where Hazard wasn't that guy? Once he became that guy, when was he not that guy?
Champions League, he was never that guy. What are you talking about?
Who was the guy on the team then?
He was never that guy in the Champions League. That's my sentence.
Okay, fair.
Ended there.
If he wasn't that guy, who was the guy on that team?
That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking at the guy, right? You're calling him the guy.
So Salah wasn't that guy.
You're calling him LeBron too.
When Salah wasn't that guy, he had Van Dijk.
Okay.
He had Hendo.
You're talking about defenders.
He had Fabinho.
So do you want to bring up Chelsea's
defenders?
He had
Sadio Mane.
The guys you like to big up?
He had Sadio Mane.
You want to big... Your favorite guy, Aspi. You say he's what? Top five fullbacks, Premier League history.
No,
whatever
Eden
you
Hazard's
say.
Played with some
you're talking about guys too.
Don't get
you're talking
else?
About Infor Matic, Conte. What are you talking
Conte
about?
Conte was there during the Champions League runs.
During the Champions League runs with Hazard.
When Hazard was at his... No, because Conte came...
You guys won the Premier League with Hazard and Conte.
We were in the Champions League that year.
Where was he?
We weren't in the league at all that year. The Champions League at all that
year. So Hazard and Conte only played together 1 year.
They played together that 1 year. They went to Champions League. I think they went to quarters.
So
dropped out of quarters.
Two seasons, they won the FA
dropped
Cup
out of
together.
Quarters. Yeah.
So
the next year,
how did they drop out of quarters? That's what I'm asking you.
What do you mean how they dropped? A lot of teams dropped
they
out
lost,
of quarters.
They lost, right?
City dropped out of quarters.
And you're telling
City
me
dropped out of quarters.
Hazard's this guy.
City dropped out of quarters. Does that mean De Bruyne is garbage?
I never said that.
Okay, so what's your point here?
My point is that you're discrediting Mo Salah for winning the Champions League.
I'm saying it's two trophies. We're acting like
so you can't say
every
two
trophies.
You can't say two trophies.
All right, I take it back.
The maximum level of achievement he's reached, Hazard hasn't. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's a better player. I'm saying he deserves respect.
Okay, so then,
you're trying to pigeonhole him into this guy who only scores one type of goals, who this guy was better than him on this team. Bro, I'm telling you, he's great.
I'm not saying he's not great.
No,
I never said he's not great.
No, you're discrediting
him. Run
it
back. I've never said he's not great.
You're discrediting
him. I just said
you said he only scores
tier.
One type of goals.
I said Hazard on a different type of
you said he only
tier.
Scores because he's the furthest player ahead. That's what you said last week.
A lot of his chances come because he's the furthest forward. That's
so,
facts.
But then if you look at for your own eyes what he did against Man City, and that's not the first time he's done that.
All right, great. Great game. Wonderful. I'm happy for him.
Yes, and he's how many times has he saved Liverpool like this? How many times has he had that the clinical finish?
Okay, but Ace, to strike back at you, like has Mo Salah ever been a top five player in the world? Like
he's
ever.
A top five player in the world right now.
But has he ever, like right now it is.
He's never
been
gotten
that
the credit for it.
Eden Hazard has been
he's
top five player
the
for a long time.
He's never gotten the credit for it. That's what I'm telling you.
That's
the last
true.
Couple
That's
years,
true.
He's been a top five performer. Mm-hmm. No one's been performing like him. If you look at his numbers, it doesn't make sense. He's up there with the Cristiano Ronaldo's and the Messi's numbers wise.
Right now, yeah.
Bro, even the last year and the year before that.
I wouldn't
who
say
else
Cristiano,
up there
I
like
say
him?
Ronaldo and Messi levels.
Who else? I'm not saying he's at their level. I'm saying he's up there in terms of numbers. He's not far away. Mm-hmm. Lewandowski, he's not far away. But he's never gotten the credit for it. That's what I'm telling you. Now we have to give him that credit.
Yeah.
I'm not discrediting Hazard, but let's be very clear. Hazard did not win the Champions League, and he was never a good Champions League player. Fact. I'm not taking that away. Hazard's one of the best players in recent times, 100%.
Yeah.
He's clear of KDB. Clear. Mm. People like to argue. Clear. They've won the same things. Right? Let's be very honest.
Okay, so but I want to boil down to this.
Let's put Mo Salah in proper respect.
Whole argument for no reason. The argument was Hazard or Salah. Where do you fall on this?
In terms of what?
Who's just a better player?
I already said Hazard's a better player.
All right, let's move on.
I'm just saying Salah.
That's it.
I just want to add to that. I posted on this Instagram story a poll, and guess who won?
Hazard.
No, Mo Salah, actually.
Wow.
Mo Salah had 56% of the vote. Maybe it might be trending because it's like more recent, like what Mo Salah's doing right now and how Eden Hazard's dropped so much. But yeah, 56% to Mo Salah, 44% to Mr. Eden Hazard.
If Mo Salah gets a new contract, which I don't know what FSG are doing, they don't want to disrupt the wage structure.
Hmm.
And they don't want to pay him. I don't know why. Because if Harry Kane, I heard this on another podcast, I don't know where. Hmm. Maybe it was a tweet. But if Harry Kane could go for 150 at his age, how much is Mo Salah worth? At 29, similar ages.
The thing is, he's 29. And if he has two years left on his deal.
Harry Kane is what, 27, 28?
Yeah, 28 probably.
So if Mo Salah is getting English you more
player,
goals
don't
than
forget,
Harry
English
Kane,
player, there's a more price
no,
on
but,
him,
but
right?
I'm just saying, like, in that respect,
yeah.
With how valuable Mo Salah.
The reason is this. The reason is, on the Spurs team, you have two players that look like the only players on that team. On the Liverpool team, you have several players. Cool. So it doesn't look like if you lose Salah, it's going to be a big, big miss. Whereas if you lose Kane, you lost half your team.
No.
Literally. Yeah.
Salah is good half point. Your team. You just don't understand.
It's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Who else is scoring goals?
It's not about goals only, though. That team didn't become that team without Van Dijk and Alisson.
Okay, 100%.
Salah was on that team before Fabinho. It wasn't that team.
I'm not talking about the team. I'm talking about the goals.
Yeah, okay. Mane scores goals. The ball.
Mane's had bad run of form. Okay. Mane just started
and
scoring goals.
And he's hitting form now too, though.
Not hitting form. He just scored once. I have to
Jota
see a pattern.
Scoring goals.
Jota's been scoring goals, but he just came in. But I'm telling you, it's not like Mo Salah's replaceable.
He's not replaceable. It's not that he's replaceable. He's more replaceable than Kane is to his team.
I would disagree.
You could
right now, I disagree.
You could miss a Salah and still win your games. You can't miss a Kane and win your games. Aside from this season, Kane's looking mad this season.
Yeah. I could somewhat agree with that.
But that's really what it is. If you lose Kane, you don't have any... You have Salah who has his run sometimes,
generally,
and that's it.
How much is Salah worth today's market? If Harry Kane's going for 150, give me a number.
He's definitely in the hundreds, or maybe you're just under. Again, English tax, bro.
It depends. Right now, he has 1 year left. How long does he have?
He has two years left on his deal.
I think this coming year is his second last year, so in the summer, that's his...
So he has one more year after the summer.
I believe so.
I think it'll probably 80 mil.
80.
Yeah, it's the age.
The reason
too,
I say 80,
man.
80 for 30
Yo,
Premier
same
League goals.
Like,
I say 80
he
mil,
does not get injured. Like,
no, the reason
30 Premier League goals is 25 plus.
But the reason for 80 mil is I'm thinking as when Hazard was leaving, he had so much clout and he went for 100.
Yeah. Coming off
the only team probably willing to put money in for him is Real Madrid or PSG.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they're going to hit Hazard number.
That's the thing. Like, if a Premier League team wanted to come for Mo Salah, then the price would be crazy. Probably like the Harry Kane price, what Man City offered. But yeah. I think if a club like Real Madrid, Barca are coming after him, we're definitely under the hundreds.
Barca going for nobody. They have no finance.
We'll definitely get to that.
We'll definitely get to that.
All right, so let's talk about the game.
No. I actually want to add one more point since I wasn't here last week with the whole Eden Hazard Mo Salah debate. I think it's two different players. And I think it's unfair.
They are.
Comparison, you know? So hear me out. Because I think, literally, Mo Salah, like Mo mentioned, is a goal scorer. He's strictly a goal scorer. Eden Hazard was an advanced playmaker. He was strictly a playmaker who wasn't focused on scoring goals. He was focused on creating for his team. So if you're to go down by, like, every category, who's better in which part, I think Eden Hazard would win. Like, for example, like, in creation, playmaking.
Not finishing.
He's pretty up there, though. Yeah.
Their
he's pretty good.
The same.
His dribbling, way Listen, better.
Mo, I don't care what number you give me. Hazard is not scoring as many goals as Salah. If he is not, I promise you.
I agree with that. Like, he's not scoring the goals, but like...
Salah is one of the best finishers in the world.
So is Hazard.
But Eden Hazard has the ability to score
goals. He's one of the best finishers
too.
In the world.
You remember that Tottenham goal where he made it 2-2?
When I think about finishing, I think about that same goal.
Hazard scores wonder goals here and there.
Consistently.
Fam,
he has ace. At least three assists.
He has a wonder goal in it, 100%. Ace, he doesn't have solid consistency.
Just look at the Instagram. Look at the reels. The Hazard's taking over our Instagram, bro. Like,
that's not what I'm talking about.
The amount of reels we posted with them.
No, bare times, Hazard's in on goal. He'll do everything, and then he'll hit the post or something.
And Salah doesn't do that?
I'm not saying Salah doesn't does that. So but Salah scores more.
He shoots more.
That's very true.
That does...
No.
Bro.
Like, by pure volume.
That's my thing. Like, Mo Salah is set up to be a striker. He's not even a winger. Let's be honest. He's not a winger.
That's
He's
my point.
Nearly a striker.
That's my point.
He does not drop back. Like, if you watch
for shooting, I'm just crediting him for shooting.
I'm not.
You're if he's an advanced playmaker and this guy, he's just a goal scorer, okay. Then why are we... I don't know what you guys are
one
saying.
One final point.
Why are we comparing their finishing? This guy's a goal scorer. Isn't it obvious? Yeah.
I want to move on.
He can't do what Hazard does. Hazard could do what he does. That's what it is.
No, he can't. Hazard cannot do what
I
want to
move on.
Hazard
cannot score third goals
like that.
Hear
in
me
Premier
up.
League. No, he can't. Salah broke the Premier League goal scoring record.
Which is crazy.
You know that.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it like this.
Okay, listen.
I'm just trying Hazard to has out. Had Conte. He's had Mourinho. Gus Hiddink. Like, he's had a whole bunch of managers that are defensive. Their whole game plan is score 1-2 goals, shut up shop.
I think that's you're looking for an excuse with that.
That's not an excuse. That's a fact. Huh. It's 1-2 goals, shut up shop. That's what it was for years. It wasn't until Sarri came where he went 16-16. Mm. Is that a coincidence that the season that he had his highest goal in assist tally was when he had an attack-minded coach?
Yeah. No, I hear you, Mo, but like, it's a tough comparison.
It's not.
Okay, if he had an attack-minded coach, he scored 16-16. Mo Salah has an attack-minded coach, and he scored 30-something.
30
I don't
what?
Know
what
we're
30
comparing.
30-8?
Huh?
30-8?
30 what?
30 goals, 8 assists.
Let's look that up, actually.
With Hazard?
No, Salah. 30 goals, 8 assists.
Yeah.
Being the focal of that offense.
You just said Mane was such a great player.
But he was playmaking
great players.
Mm. He was playmaking a lot more than
Mane
Salah.
Mane was playmaking.
More than Salah.
Okay, man.
No, you see, before Salah was more of a playmaker when they made those two Champions League run. He was the playmaker and Mane was that striker. He was the finishing point. Now they kind of shifted. Like,
so are
Mane
you,
more
are you,
drops
are you,
deep.
Are you saying that Salah was doing what Hazard was doing in terms of playmaking?
That's
no,
cap.
No,
no,
that
no,
what you,
not
is
at
that
all.
What you're
not
saying,
no, not at all.
But. Firmino gave up his whole goal scoring thing for them too. Sadio Mane was a second playmaker. He was a second striker out of between him and Salah.
Ace, I have a question for you. Last question. Last final point with this debate. Aubameyang plays for Liverpool in Klopp's system. He's scoring. You think he's scoring as many goals as Mo Salah?
No.
In the system he's playing in? You kidding me?
No, he's not.
Okay,
what?
Come on. No. The way Klopp set up Mo Salah in that literally striker right winger role, that inside forward role.
No.
He's set up to score many goals. Like he didn't have Hazard's never had that freedom to play that. You know, like
that is the crazy Arif. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. You're talking about a guy who's never not been consistent for his team. Never. Who else has that record?
That's true.
I've never
I'll give
not
you that.
Been consistent.
Yeah. One thing
Harry
Mo Salah is very consistent.
Until maybe this season has been consistent like that.
Yeah.
Other than that, who else in the Premier League? Aguero, but he's injured all the time.
Yeah.
You're talking about a guy who's consistently there, consistently scoring.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's no one like him. So I'm telling you, his fitness in terms of, forget even his goal scoring ability, the fact he's able to play every game.
Yeah,
and
I'll
he
give
plays
you that.
A lot of games. And Klopp plays, what do they call it? Heavy metal football. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But whatever, guys, let's talk about the game. This is going to be a long episode.
No, but good point. The one thing we can say about Hazard, he hasn't been as consistent throughout his career. So we'll end it off there.
Especially Champions League.
I'm going to prove one point. In terms of Klopp's system being favorable to attackers.
Of course it is. I never said it wasn't.
Jota at Wolves, 34 games, seven goals the season before he came to Liverpool.
He was younger, though.
Season before he came to Liverpool. That one season, right before.
Yeah.
The next season, 19 games, 9 goals.
It was also a worse team.
What?
That's
it
crazy.
Was also
I didn't
a worse
know that.
Team. And where was he playing?
The same position.
Bro, come on, man. The Wolves were playing 3 at the back.
It's the same. He was playing left wing in that team.
But it's a different system.
Sometimes
he's playing
a second striker even.
You're playing three. Wait, I think we're saying the same thing. I don't think we need to debate here.
Either he was one of a three or one of a two.
Hmm.
Okay.
In this Liverpool situation, he's one of a three.
Okay,
he scored
but
more
that's
goals
not really
in
how
severely
works, okay.
less games.
It's a different formation. You're on a worse team. Of course, you're not going to do as well.
Bro, he scored more goals in almost half the amount of games.
Boys, let's move. Let's move.
Okay.
Let's go to the game.
Move on. Back to the game.
I think we need a whole episode just on Eden Hazard and Mo Salah.
Hazard, I think that's the
this
topic
is our Lewandowski
that has
versus
sparked
Kane,
me
yeah.
most debates. Ever. Hazard, was Hazard in the Lewandowski debate? No.
No.
Okay.
No,
but Phil Foden. I don't know I don't know how many times I have to say this, but I was early. I was saying he's on Mbappe Haaland level. I've been saying this.
Did you watch the same game?
No. It has nothing to do with this game. Okay. But I've been saying this.
Okay, fair.
It's not the first time I've said this. You said Mbappe Haaland level. Yes. Foden is there. He's there. I've been saying this. I don't. Shout out to Lee,
What's
man.
What's going
Lee,
on here? I'm off for 1 week.
You know what's funny? Shout out to Lee, man. Our Bostonian guest, our Brockton guest, whatever you want to call it. But I know he was mad at me for the KDB show, but now he's on my side with the Phil Foden show. Yeah. So
he was mad at the match for me in the Liverpool City game. Like he was. No, it's either between him or Bernardo too. I was thinking Bernardo, but like
Bernardo was doing.
Everything. And yo, that's back-to-back games against Chelsea. Dominant. Yeah. I believe he was man of the match for that game too.
He's such a good player.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? They almost sold him.
You know what's funny? It wasn't them selling. He wanted to leave.
Yeah.
I was seeing reports. He wanted to leave.
Yeah. Because Grealish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sterling probably should leave too.
We're going to talk about how Grealish was MIA?
Yeah, playing striker. playing striker, you mean?
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah, it's not a play striker.
Hold on. This isn't a diamond on Grealish. It's a diamond on Pep. I've been saying for a while now, they need a striker.
I don't know, man. That's true. Yeah, 100% they need a striker.
You can't just put Grealish. You can't just put Foden. Yeah. You can't just put Jesus
especially
at striker.
Especially against the big teams.
No. You need a striker.
Well, yeah. if you actually think about it, that first half, they dominated them.
But Liverpool was looking shaky. That was Liverpool.
Yeah.
Alisson.
They have slow starts and all, yeah.
How many passes Alisson screw up in that first half? Like, dude. Klopp got on him.
Ederson though?
No,
guys,
but
guys, we need to talk about it.
That's actually Madden Match.
Bro, Ederson? No, but we just need to talk
Allison
about it.
I think Allison had a better game.
What?
No. Allison was mental.
No.
Allison was making saves he shouldn't have made.
Ederson was picking passes that he shouldn't have made.
Thank you, Mo. That one pass?
Oh, bro, the one over, he kicks it left wing over to Foden who just burned Milner?
Yeah, we were just playing pro clubs with our bro Omar Farag yesterday. We were literally talking about it. Like, I think, honestly, Ederson could probably do a better job than most of these Liverpool midfielders.
For just passing.
I think he has a better passing ability than most of all of them. Definitely better than Jordan Henderson.
That was unnecessary.
I'm just saying.
Oh, by the way, Henderson's stinker.
Yeah.
Henderson's stinker.
Yeah, Liverpool fans have been getting on him too.
They didn't. Well, neither of them had a good game, but I think...
I think if they had more depth in midfield, like if Genie was still in this team, Henderson would be on the bench.
I think I've seen something about how...
I think so, no.
I think the way Wijnaldum plays is he... like. Liverpool have their three, and Wijnaldum will usually step out to cut out passes or just stay in the passing lane to block certain routes from happening.
Mm-hmm.
But Hendo's not really doing that. And who's the other midfielder? It's Curtis Jones, who's not even a midfielder, who is balling out on the
wing. Who's doing well? Like Harvey Elliott as well before he got injured.
He's an attacker. Yeah. You could say midfielder, you could call him.
But he plays very deep too. Like he comes in very deep.
He could do anything. Yeah. I really like him, by the way. But like I just don't know. I don't think it was clicking that midfield. And then eventually second half, there's actually a clip. It's kind of a long, it's like 2 minutes. It's Klopp talking tactics, rare video. And he was talking about how they turned around in the second half. Really interesting listen. But
I think Milner has no business being in the fullback position anymore.
Oh, bro.
Foden cooked him.
It's not like
Foden, barbecue
chicken. I generally don't think Foden had a good game like that. Like he had a goal. But he had a good game.
No. And this is back to back.
I'll explain my point. I think you put any pacey winger there, they're burning Milner every time. Yeah. Let me land. A lot of what Foden's highlights came from, a long ball and he just ran for it. And then he'd get into the box, he'd miss a pass, he'd miss the shot. Aside from the one goal, he didn't, like, there was one goal he should have chipped over at Alisson, he didn't do it.
Yeah.
There was a pass he should have had into the midfield thing to KDB, he just fluffed it.
Yeah.
There was another one where he got caught in between two mines. Like, attacking-wise, he wasn't elite.
Mm-hmm.
But he was getting in good positions. And I think that was more because Milner just doesn't have the legs anymore.
I disagree with that.
He doesn't. Yeah. No. He's getting paced. Listen.
When Joe Gomez came to the game, the Foden wasn't catching him out.
First of all, Mo, you like to do this comparison. I think any player in this position can replace this guy and do the same job. That does not make sense to me.
If you had Grealish, if you had Grealish there, you think Grealish would have the same type of game?
No, he wouldn't. Mm. He doesn't have Foden's pace. He does not have Foden's pace.
Milner doesn't have anybody's pace.
No, but okay. Second point. Milner's been good for Liverpool.
Yeah, no, I don't know what this Milner hate is for Liverpool. Yeah, like, he's been so good.
When Trent was out,
terrible game.
He plays everywhere. No. He plays left back for them. He plays CM.
No, but even this season specifically, Milner's had a good season so far. And then now he came against Man City. Obviously, it's Man City. There's different things to worry about. But Foden is so dangerous. And the thing is, it's not just like any player could do that. Foden was catching the ball in stride and he was knowing when to accelerate and burst past Milner.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't stop him. I don't think a lot of players could have stopped him when Foden has that much legs in him and Foden never loses the ball. He has good control.
Yeah. No, he had a great game. It's the second time he had a great game. Like last season also when they won at Anfield, he was man of the match as well. So
Foden has 3 goals against them. Every time they play, he scores against them. And it's not just that. There's a stat too. Then this is from last season. I think someone found it last season. But 9 of Phil Foden's 14 goals were game winners. 5 more than anybody else on his team. He scores big goals. And that was just halfway through last season that stat was there. I don't have anything more current, but Foden scores big goals, and I'm telling you guys, this is an emergency. Phil Foden is going to be one of the greatest players in the world. I'm telling you guys. Remember I said this. He's going to be one of the greatest players in the world.
There's potential there. There's 100% potential there.
But. I think he's going to be better than Jack Grealish. I think Jack Grealish is a better...
Jack Grealish is like 5 years older than him.
Jack Grealish is a better player now. Phil Foden is performing better than him now. Jack Grealish is a better overall player.
But Jack Grealish is not performing either, so... Something we probably should talk about, Mr. Labine Lanzini.
Hey, Jack man, I was getting paid for this. I said anybody could have taken that Grealish position. It didn't need to be Grealish.
He was playing striker, though.
No, I'm talking about the left center mid.
Like, yo, are we going to forget that PSG game? It's poor. He got subbed off early. He got subbed off early against
Hakimi
Liverpool.
Hakimi was starting on him. Oh, like,
destroyed him. Destroyed him. I didn't even know Hakimi could play right
you
back
see
like
Instagram
that.
Instagram pic?
Yeah.
Where he's on the ground talking about love the Champions League nights?
Oh, no. That was disrespectful. Yeah. And I think Sancho liked the picture because Sancho played with
Hakimi. Did he? Oh, that's disrespectful.
But let's not...
It's too early to judge, yeah. It's too soon. But like the questions have to be asked. This is a 100 million signing. Like we're going to get on other players like similar to Pepe.
And I don't blame him.
Big signings like Sancho and so on. It's time to give that same energy for Grealish.
No, I don't blame him.
Oh, there's also another expensive player we have to talk about, but I'll surprise you guys later.
All right.
All right, then let's move on to the next game then.
Which game?
Chelsea-Southampton.
Is that you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Nothing you want to talk about Lukaku?
No, I really want to talk about, what's his name? Kai Havertz.
Oh, you didn't play that game?
Oh.
You didn't play that game at all?
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Guys, I think I've clocked
it. I mean, Lukaku's on the team.
Listen, I've clocked it. Do you guys know Bayer Leverkusen on Twitter is the greatest social media account ever?
Yeah.
No. Oh, you see they hyped them up.
See, all the Bundesliga teams
They've hyped up Havertz, and now if you look at what they're trying to do with Florian Wirtz.
No. There's all Diaby there.
Florian Wirtz. Yeah. Diaby, they're not giving him too much. Florian Wirtz, they're making him seem like the next
trade
one.
Value, he's smart. Good. Yeah.
But guys, let's take a real good look at Havertz. He's had a terrible half season. Ended up picking it up in the latter half. Scored a Champions League final goal.
Yeah.
Been stinking. Had a great Euros. Very great Euros. I've said that. But now back to Chelsea. Been kind of stinky.
Yeah. All of our attackers have been kind of stinky.
I mean, Anna, let's talk about Havertz. Talk about Havertz, please. Let's stay on top. Havertz.
Okay, Havertz. But again, what do you think? Go ahead, Mo.
Yeah, he's not playing as to the peak that he could play. But he's 22. You go through ups and downs. I'm not stressed right now. I'm not concerned about Havertz. Potential now. Like I'm assuming 4 years, 3 years, not even 3 years from now, I'd be like, yo, what the hell is this guy doing if he doesn't start playing consistently?
Yeah, and he needs to play consistently though. He doesn't get that opportunity.
You can't get
Chelsea.
That at Chelsea.
Yeah.
You're just gonna get rotation, like we like to say.
Similar to Chilwell, like good player there. He's probably thinks otherwise, but like, he's not gonna get
overrated.
Those minutes.
I don't know. I think he's a good player. I just think he's overrated.
But like he has the potential to be greater if he plays more. You know what I mean?
Well, so, this narrative, if he plays more, we're top of the league. Like, what is
Brighton
about here? Brighton
has a point. He scored the goal that tied that Liverpool game. He was winning the Liverpool game. He's the one that scored that goal.
Yeah.
If we get that red card, the narrative changes.
Who?
Like, Havertz. He scored the goal.
Yeah, there's not many people that can say they scored in the Champions League final, too.
Facts.
No, but I'm saying, I know he's a good player. I know he scored a Champions League final. Is that what he's going to be remembered as, or is he going to be good?
He's going to be great. I'm not even concerned. I know he's going to be good.
It's not concerning at all for you?
No.
Okay, we'll revisit this. Maybe
Ziyech is concerning right now. ZH was on his concern.
ZH had a good preseason.
He's looking just.
No, but
I don't know.
To add to the Havertz point, like it could be the system he's playing in. You guys are playing three at the back. You're playing very defensive. Tuchel has proven.
It's not defensive.
I'm starting to see it a lot more now, and I don't think you guys are going to win the league because he is not adaptable at all.
Here's the thing.
Like, you guys. No. Tuchel, I don't think he's adaptable. I think he sticks with the same system.
That's wrong.
He's not willing to adapt and change
the system and change it up, though.
He didn't do that against Man City.
Chelsea being a defensive team is the most
Chelsea thing ever.
No. It's the most, what's the word? It's, for lack of a better word, it's the most bullshit idea about the team.
Yeah. Especially with your attacking options. Yeah.
Like, no, something like if you watch the team, we're not a defensive team. Like against Juve, for example, in the midweek that we lost, there was nothing defensive about that team. Yeah, we're lined up 3-4-3.
Yep.
But it's not defensive. Our center backs are pushing into the middle of the field. Mm. Our fullbacks are way up high. right? We only have one midfielder that actually comes to receive the ball most of the times. The other midfielder is trying to go a little bit higher to be an option. Mm-hmm. It's not defensive. It's far from it. The problem with Ziyech and Havertz right now is when the thing that Mount does that they don't do is that Mount will come deeper to receive the ball when he's in that attacking position.
Yeah.
Ziyech has been trying to do it, but he forces the ball a lot.
And he kind of Havertz, like, he doesn't really understand really the pace either. Ziyech, he's such a smart player, but I don't think he understands the pace that Chelsea want to play at sometimes. I'm looking at him and I'm just thinking maybe move slower or maybe don't rush that pass. I don't know. I feel bad for Lukaku.
I think he works better in when Jorginho isn't around. I think Jorginho is too much of a guy that controls the tempo, where Ziyech is on the front foot all the time.
Yeah.
So I think you need a team where players are always on the front foot. So you need, if you have like a Werner running, you have a Mount in the team, you have Pulisic, I think he'd thrive in that, like just sending them through.
Is Reece out because of the red card?
He picked up an ankle injury.
Yeah,
he came back.
He didn't get a red card, did he?
He got a red card against Liverpool.
Oh, remember,
he came back, injured his ankle, was out for like 6 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. Question for you about Mount. So
I knew it.
Huh?
Was it?
No. This is actually a genuine question. I'm done the infighting.
I was waiting for that.
No. So is he not a midfielder anymore? I'm confused.
He's a CAM.
But is he not a CM anymore in that system? I'm confused.
So he was always.
You know what it sounds like to me? Sorry to cut you off. But it sounds like to me is these other attackers are underperforming, so we have to put Mount there.
Mm. Mount will
go on the team regardless. I think he could play right wing back if he wanted.
Here's the thing. Imagine the system in the 3-4-3, right?
Okay.
You have two midfielders that are your pivots that are in the midfield. Above them, naturally, if you want to have like more link between the strikers, you have a CAM right on top of them, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Mount does a very good thing in where when he's up there, he'll either break to cause space or he's smart in coming into the midfield to receive the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he'll play as like a third midfield. So you'll see a lot of times when he gets subbed in, for example, you'll see Jorginho play the center, Conte might play more right, and then he'd play like more left, but he'd be more attacking on that left, right? Or if it's flipped, he'll be on the right and you'll see Kovacic on the left who's not as high up as Mount is. Mount, you'll see it, especially on the defensive end, you'll see like a five back line and then the three midfield, and you'll see two strikers.
Yeah.
And he's often that guy that's the other midfield that's kind of a bit higher up.
Yeah. So do you think he could do that midfielder two role in Chelsea?
I think so.
He's capable of it. 100%. Yeah.
I don't think you get the best out of him there.
Oh, you think you get the best out of him where he is right now?
Because he's really good at pressing up the midfield and the defense. So you get more out of him pressing higher up.
Is that his best quality, pressing?
No, but it's very important for the team.
No, but I'm just wondering.
It's really important for the system.
Because I don't know.
It's really because him and Conte make the system so like smothering for other teams, especially possession-based teams when you have both of them just running at you constantly. Yeah.
No, the thing is, I'm just wondering because for England, where did he play?
He played that similar pocket that Grealish and Foden played.
Like on the left?
On the left, yeah.
So I'm confused. Like, is he, because at this point in your career, you need to stamp out a position, especially him. With how good he is and how good he can be.
Yeah.
And how much he performs, his effort level, all of that. You need to stamp out a position. And I feel like it's a little bit concerning that, like, you're putting your position higher up when you know that, like, you have all these attackers. And let's say Tuchel goals.
Mm.
He's going to have to play in midfield. Because you need to put in your wingers up top, your Havertzes, whoever.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know, it's a bit concerning for me.
I want to see a 4-3-3. Honestly, want to see a 4-3-3.
I would love to, too, man.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that even suits Chelsea way more. Like, I feel like you can get your best at it. But especially with Lukaku as well.
I think part of the three was it was really good for defensive cover. Mm. Like, at the beginning, because Tuchel's still trying to suss out the team.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, let me just see a 4. I don't mind the risk of getting scored. I just want to see everyone kind of more in their natural positions.
Yeah. Right now it's working, but that City game was a little bit worrying for you guys. Yeah. It made me really question whether you guys can push for that league title or not.
We're off that game.
We're just very off because that match was very one-sided and I was looking forward to a good even match, especially after the Champions League final. But that City,
even Champions League, it was we had so many
you guys were dominant. What about against Liverpool? You guys were dominant against them. You guys were the better side until the red card. So
yeah, but Lukaku, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
he's just not you can see that for
a lot of strikers like Harry Kane missing.
No, but
Aubameyang not missing by the way.
No, but Lukaku joined the team. Lukaku joined the team that was supposed to be perfect.
Problem is, we're not playing to his strengths.
And will you? It doesn't look like you guys are. It looks like when Kaku gets the ball, sometimes he's wearing jeans. I don't know. The ball
just flies off. He looks frustrated a lot.
Yeah, like he needs his confidence. Yeah. Like
I think he's got it. I think he hates, from interviews that I've seen, he hates the concept of being that like target man where he gets the ball, holds it up.
Yeah, you know what it is? Exactly. He loves the ball in his feet. He wants the ball. He wants to like run. Post up like the way
no, he doesn't
like,
want to do that.
He has great hold up play with
he doesn't like that.
No, he loves it, especially when Inter. That's what he wanted. That's why Conte wanted it specifically.
He was, at least in that interview with Josh Hart, whatever interview, he was talking about.
He wants
about
to show he can do more.
No, he said he likes it at his feet and where he can face a defender.
Exactly.
That's where he likes it.
Yeah.
But when he's the defender's on his back and he has to like lay it off to somebody, he could do it really successfully, and a lot of managers have pinned him like that, and he doesn't like that so much.
Mm.
He'd rather have it at his feet, be able to do a little dribble or lay somebody off for a through ball.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the
ball's bouncing off him and he's getting the ball, and it's like the other team knows how to mark him. He's getting the ball and three players are around him.
Yeah.
Or like it's a guy dribbling towards the middle and they're laying it off to Lukaku to get a one touch back, but he's not making the pass or their run is not good enough. Like the linkage, it's not green, it's red. You know, shout out to Elf.
You'll get there though, man. It's seven games in. We're top of the league, and there's a lot of. Here's the thing.
I think he's gonna score goals, but I don't know if that linkage will happen.
Here's the thing, man.
Tuchel's gonna just have to start putting balls in the box.
We've had games. I think aside maybe City's the only team that could arguably say they've had a tougher start to the season.
Yeah.
Right, we faced City.
Arsenal.
We faced Arsenal.
Arsenal had a tough start to the season.
We've had some good runs of games right now.
A newly promoted team away.
Did you guys face Crystal Palace?
City, and then no, we faced
Brighton. We faced Norwich. Bro, we faced Burnley.
Top of the league.
We've
Brighton.
Had a good. Yeah.
Bro, we
sorry,
literally
sorry,
faced.
Sorry.
Liverpool, City, Tottenham, Arsenal, Villa, who was top of the table last season.
That's crazy.
Like we've had a tough stretch of games
with Champions League games too. So
exactly. Although Juve was the only one that was like Zenit.
You guys are facing Europa League teams.
No, Juve.
Not even Europe. No, other than the Juve. Which is a struggling Juve, by the way. But
we only played two games. One of them was Juve.
I know. Which you guys lost too again.
Chiesa ripped us.
Yeah. Lukaku missing that game too.
Anyways, point being,
we'll bring it up again.
We're still top of the league. It says a lot about we don't look like we're clicking in that when we're facing the best of the best. Imagine when we get to get a couple games under our belt, like Southampton.
That was a tough game for you guys.
Once Mount came in, different game.
Yeah.
Who
subbed off for him?
I do think
Hudson-Odoi.
Yeah. Well, Hudson-Odoi had a good
game. Robbed.
No, he got a good game.
Robbed of an assist.
Yeah. The Werner one. Yeah.
Werner.
Yeah.
Pissed me off.
They rewinded back like 3 minutes. I'm seeing what's going on.
It doesn't make sense. For the lightest touch, it made no sense.
Loftus-Cheek, good game too.
I do think
great.
But
that's my guy. You know, me and Mo, we were fans. Yeah. I liked him before then the injury.
Ruben.
Yes. Saul.
You guys weren't convincing at first. Don't forget that red card for James Ward-Prowse kind of changed the whole game.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
Like, you guys were struggling. It was a 1-1 close match. They scored it.
That was bullshit though.
Yeah. The red card? It was BS.
I didn't care if they called it either way. Like, it's one of those things where... because you know people are like, that has to be red. I'm like, if it's not a red, I get it. Like, I'm not... Honestly, I get both sides of it. That's why, like, as a Chelsea fan, take the advantage. Otherwise, I'm not asking for that red.
The whole dangerous play, I don't know. Now the fact that he's going to miss 3 games for that.
That's dumb. They have to appeal.
They're not going
to. He didn't really appease it, though.
They won't, because...
Come on, man.
Ward-Prowse kind of just went, you're right, and walked off.
Nah, man. That wasn't
it was a 2-foot tackle, don't get me wrong. But, like, he did get... 50-50 ball kind of issue, but
I mean, Jaco didn't call for that. He's got to get called for that.
But he has a record. Okay, that's different.
Yeah, but just last thing on Chelsea, Chilwell scored a goal. He looked good offensively.
You know,
looked good offensively, but he stunk up that game.
The penalty.
Yeah, even defensively, he's not good. I never said he's a bad player. I said he's good. He just overrated. Well, and I think a guy who's only good forward, like bro, I don't know, man. I think Trent's a better defensive player than Chilwell.
That's cap.
No, it's bad.
I agree with that.
I think it's the Chilwell. I'm not gonna lie, it's good that he got a goal for his confidence. I hope he gets into the rating level that suits him, but I think people are now adjusting to how good he really is. I'm not saying that in a good way, I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm saying people's lenses are clear now, they see the truth. But whatever,
I don't think he's as bad as you say.
I'm not saying he's bad, I'm saying he's good, he's just overrated. But now he's getting into the rated.
I don't think he's rated like that though. Like,
yeah, he was rated like that. What? These guys are saying he's better than Tierney. He's better than
everyone. He's better than Tierney.
No, he's not.
He's better than Tierney.
No, he's not.
Defensively not. But like
offensively he's better than Tierney.
Offensively he's probably one of the best though.
Offensively he's not. He's definitely better than Tierney.
He's better than most offensively.
I
think he's better than Tierney.
He's a good player.
I think he's better than Tierney, to be honest.
I disagree.
But also in that winger position, you want more of an offensive player than
As a wing back, he's decent, but is he better than Marcus Alonso offensively? That's a question that we have.
Alonso's a different beast. Bro.
Yeah, no, so he's not. He's on something. So he's not good defensively, and he's not better than Marcus Alonso offensively.
Well, Alonso's
on his. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm right.
Bro, when Alonso's on his like form, one of the best in the world.
Honestly, when Marcus Alonso first came to Chelsea under Conte, I thought he was going to revolutionize that left wing back position. Just the way he plays, I thought they're going to move everybody's going to switch to tall left wing backs with like, you know, athleticism as well.
He doesn't have the slowest shit.
No, he is pretty athletic. Like, he can
I think I could beat him in a race.
I think we brought this up before. I think he could play striker.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Honestly, I want to see
he has good ball possession. He's very good in possession.
Oh, his touch is immaculate.
Yeah.
One of the best touches in the world. I've never seen him mess up a touch.
Yeah. I'm being dead. He has good IQ too, but he's Spanish. He's
across the field, brings it down one touch.
Yeah, you can tell. You can tell he's Spanish. Yeah. Like, certain things you realize.
Not that third generation Madrid Spanish player.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, fun fact, but apparently Marcus Alonso, his father and grandfather.
His father played for Barcelona. His grandfather played for Real Madrid.
And they all won European championships too.
Wow.
They're the only family.
Elite genetics.
Yeah. Crazy. Wow. Yeah, let's move. You guys wanna talk about Arsenal Brighton or not much to say?
Let's go. Arf, this is your time. Arteta in or Arteta out? We have to ask you this every game now.
Arteta in. I honestly,
in.
Yeah, man. I'm starting to be a believer.
A believer.
No, I like. Let's be honest, man. Even for like, what are we expecting? Like, what is Arsenal's outcome for the end of the season? Like, if we get European, what's so funny? Like, let's be honest. Like, we're not. I've come to acknowledge we're not it anymore.
There we go.
That's good.
It's time.
Welcome to 2021.
It's time to accept it. I've accepted mediocre, unfortunately.
Yes, there you go.
But
it's not accepting mediocrity. That's not what it is. Just
understanding the reality of where we are. That's we can't survive on our knees.
No, my thing is, like, who are we competing with? We're in the toughest league in the world. We're not beating Chelsea. We're not beating Liverpool. We're not beating Manchester City. Arguably, we can beat Manchester United, but they have the best player in the world. Not arguably. They have the best player in the world.
Stop the cap,
Cristiano Ronaldo. Forgot.
Cap.
Yeah. Huh? No. I thought my mind was already on the Hazard thing. I was gonna continue my Liverpool agenda. I was gonna say who? Salah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, sorry to cut you off. Please hold that thought. But let's just say that the Premier League now is harder than it's ever been, and Salah's scoring now. Meanwhile, back in the day, Premier League wasn't as hard. But whatever. Keep going.
Back to our
sorry, Arf. Bro.
Yeah, but no, I'm not gonna lie. As much as I was unhappy with last season and what was happening last season, I'm backing Arteta fully, unless we go on a crazy losing streak till winter. But like,
until you guys lose to another London team.
There's things I'm seeing I'm more happy with now and more positive seeing as well. Like, I love the build-up play that's been installed into this Arsenal team. I like the tactics that's being taught into this team as well. You guys are laughing, but I do see the small things that Arteta's doing.
I'm not laughing.
Huh?
I'm not laughing.
I think we're a much better defensive team as well. Just going forward, obviously, is not it as much anymore. But another thing I wanted to add, people like to say Graham Potter is better than Arteta. Bullshit. Graham Potter?
What?
Graham Potter can
How did you watch that game and not think that?
Okay, one game. We had a poor game.
Arf was so sane, and then he went insane.
Did we watch the same game?
Graham Potter can never do what Arteta does. He can never come to Arsenal and do the rebuild that Arteta has done.
He took Brighton to your team and made it his stadium.
You were going crazy over the signings before, and then now you're on this.
The recent signings? A1. Japanese Cafu, like I mentioned last week.
You realize you guys problem. Bought. You
ben,
guys
White?
Bought Ben White?
I'm not mad. Yeah, I like him. I'm starting to see the things.
No, but you were talking about the rebuild.
Watch this.
Thomas Partey, his signing as well.
Was Ben White the best signing back in that game? I'm not
done. Gabriel, his signing as well.
No, Gabriel is an elite center back.
Demon. He is a demon. Future captain of this football club, by the way. Who else were we mentioning?
I think they gave it to Tierney, though.
Huh? Gave Emile Smith Rowe that number 10. You've seen it in them, so I like the signs I'm seeing.
Arf, this is crazy.
My question to you was
what type of judge did he get put on
him? I think people are going a little too far. I was going on Twitter. I probably should delete Twitter because I don't like what I see. People are going crazy about Graham Potter being better than Arteta. I promise you, Graham Potter cannot come to this Arsenal team and rebuild what has been broken. Because this team, Arsenal,
Do you think Arteta did a good rebuild?
It's going to take time. And I think right now, so far, he's doing
well. What happened last week? I don't know what happened.
I love it.
I think y'all know what happened.
Remember I said last week? Pull off the mask.
Remember I said last week? I went this win. That Tottenham win is going to give deluded fans the confidence to back this man.
I've been saying my thoughts never changed.
Oh. I love it.
What are you talking about? You were Arteta in last season.
I stopped and I stayed that way. Because I realized he's not the guy. I've
accepted reality. So you have to come to your senses. There's small things I do see Arteta doing that I do like. I'm liking what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the small things. I just don't like, maybe it could be more adaptable going forward and try different things. But maybe he doesn't have the right players up front as well, the quality of players up front. He doesn't have a Lukaku.
I think Aubameyang is terrible. I think Aubameyang is a terrible player.
I disagree. I just don't think he's
never been a performance guy. If you're not offering performances and you're not scoring goals, what are you good at?
Yeah, he's a numbers guy. In Dortmund, he was just banging in goals.
No, he was a poacher. Yeah. But Dortmund was giving him the craziest server. Ousmane Dembele and Mkhitaryan, that was the craziest front three.
First of all, how are you going to say without ever mentioning Royce there?
I forgot. You know what? I'm thinking of the front three, but Royce was like Camish. Yeah.
Royce was the guy.
I apologize. Wodinho, this one's for you.
But Aubameyang was scoring goals. Guess under who? Jurgen Klopp.
Facts.
And Tuchel.
And Tuchel. They finished. They were slowing down then.
But he was still scoring goals. He was still matching Lewandowski.
Yeah, and he forced
the matching is crazy.
He was neck and neck with him every season.
Yeah, no, Aubameyang was 20 goals a season, no problem.
He was neck and neck with Lewandowski. Yeah. I think he won the Golden Boot there. Pretty sure.
Probably did, but one thing
over Lewandowski.
One thing everyone was known in the Bundesliga with Aubameyang, he wasn't a big game player. He wouldn't show up again in the big games against Bayern.
Here's the thing with Aubameyang. He needed his Robin. That's what it was.
And he doesn't have a Robin, let's be honest with you. Kyle Sako, which is a kid.
Listen, I just think.
But back to this Arsenal game.
Yeah. We were poor. Don't get me wrong. It was a poor game. It was terrible. But I expected this. We're away from home.
How? It's Arsenal. I want to know how you're.
We had a clean sheet.
I'm happy with that. I think I knew it was going to be a tough game.
Ace, you actually think Graham Potter is worse than Arteta?
No.
I want to know what you're seeing in this.
I want to say he's that much better, but I'm not going to say Arteta is better than him.
He's had one game.
Brighton are seventh right now.
Yeah. So is Arsenal. We're tied in points.
You guys are 10th.
No, we're 8th or 7th. Or 11th. Tied in
my apologies, 11th.
Just goal differential because we got destroyed by Man City. Thank you to Xhaka for getting red card. Yeah, just saying, bro. Trust the process, okay?
I'm pretty sure Ben White costs more than that team.
No, but honestly, I'll be honest. I like what I'm seeing. Slowly, I'm starting to see the small things
that
Arteta is installing into this team. And I see improvement. I'm seeing a lot of progression as well. It's hard to see it through the results, but you have to give him time.
Arif, I think what he's finally doing is he's choosing the players that we've all been calling out for. How long has it taken to see that back four? Why was Gabriel?
We had a rough start of the season because he didn't have his 11.
No, Arif, even before that, why the hell was Gabriel ever not playing? Last year...
He came from Olympics. He started late.
No, Arif, last year...
COVID.
People were telling me... Okay, Gabriel,
he had COVID. No, he had COVID.
No, Arif, you see this about every player, man.
He had COVID, and then he got suspended. He missed literally a month, and then he dropped out of form. His performances weren't as good, and he lost.
How do you not think Gabriel is better than every other center back in that team last season? And I've been saying this, and you guys have been telling me...
Well, he played for 3 months, and we lost games.
He's out of form. But he's still the best center back on that team.
100%, yeah.
And how did Arteta not see this when you're starting Pablo Mari?
Yeah, but him and Rob Holding didn't work together. They needed someone who could hold the ball. That's why David Luiz needed to play more.
Speaking to this team currently
now. How do you keep putting Aubameyang at left wing the whole last season when you know it wasn't working? Arf, what do you see in this guy that says, I want to keep him now?
But act like he's not trying to shift out these players. Arteta is very ruthless. That's another thing I love. He's very ruthless.
If Aubameyang would have been dropped how long ago? He's not ruthless. He's not ruthless. Xhaka should have been dropped.
What are you talking about?
I think he should have been dropped.
He has five goals this season more than Lukaku.
In the Premier League, he's...
Question for you.
I don't think he's a good game in Premier League.
If that was 3-0 against...
Tottenham.
Not Tottenham. If that 3-0 was against... Let's say
3-1.
Sorry, 3-1. If that 3-1 was against, let's say, Aston Villa, would you feel the same?
No. Yes, I would.
No,
I would. I felt like that against West Brom. Don't act like I wasn't bigging up this team against West Brom.
I feel
in the freak West Brom's B team. I was bigging them up.
That's a problem.
Okay, but my standards are lower now because this is where Arsenal are.
No, listen.
I'll be honest.
You know what I'll credit Arteta with? Finally getting right with the selection.
Yeah.
But I gotta agree with Arthur.
A lot of it,
a lot of his starting 11 was injury reasons.
Yeah, bro. Aubameyang,
I gotta give him credit for that. Yeah. Because to be honest,
everybody deals with that. Like, are you a manager or are you expecting everything to be perfect?
But we don't have the quality players. Like, we need our 11. Like, Liverpool, if they don't have Mo Salah and Mane, are they the same Liverpool?
Yes. No, I'm joking. Okay, depends on the team. They can get a
Chelsea could get away with, like, without their best players because you guys have that depth of great quality players. Arsenal don't have that. And again, we're in the best league in the world against the best players in the world as well. Like, don't expect much from this team. Like, I was telling the guys the other day, at Arsenal's best this season, we're getting fifth place. So, like, yeah, obviously my standards have to be lower. So,
but Arsenal's best fifth place.
Yeah.
Arf, I'm not going to lie. Honest. For a team that plays once.
Like, if we win Champions League, celebrating Arf, like we won the Europa League.
I don't think you realize what she says is actually a madness. Like, you still got to drop your standards somewhere.
You know what? I think it's achievable. Bro, you're playing once a week. But if you're playing once a week, possible. You have to beat Brighton. Yeah. It doesn't matter. You want to know why? With how
but they didn't beat us.
With how good of a start they've had, and let's say they continue it, they're going to be challenging us for that same place. So if we want to get that place, we have to beat them. That's what I'm telling you. Yeah. We're not beating our direct rivals.
So we're not conceding either, which we were doing before.
Arf, you have to win.
After the City game, you know how many goals we conceded?
That's not even.
You know how many goals we conceded?
It's
been four games. We've conceded only one goal.
Looking at that game, it was Brighton's game, and they lost it. You guys didn't win a draw. They lost it. And as Arsenal,
we were off that day.
Who has they had a lot of chances too? Who's paid so much more for the players that you have versus what they have on paper? It's poor.
But okay,
it's bad. That's the strongest 11.
I agree.
Bad.
I hear you.
It could be better. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But it's bad.
But the Brighton game,
I would say it's bad.
Starting 11, your strongest 11.
Yeah.
Against the
Tottenham have had a worse start, and look where they are. They're worse.
They had a good start. They won their first four games.
Okay, yeah. This isn't about Tottenham. This is about Arsenal.
Okay, go.
Arsenal with the best 11. Who you guys bought Partey for what? 30-something mil.
40.
40. You guys bought Ramsey for like 30.
22.
30. Whatever,
man. Yeah. All right, I'm throwing out rough numbers. I'm not talking the exact digit.
No, okay? Listen, Arsenal, we're all accountants. We talk accountants, finances.
Tell me also, what, 10 mil?
20.
20. Benoit was 50. Gabriel was another 40.
30.
Gabriel's 30?
30.
We know
Tyranny was what, 10?
25, I think.
25? What the hell?
I think 30, bro.
No. 30?
Yeah, he's 25 or 30, yeah.
25 or 30?
Yeah, you know, but you realize that's all the expensive players we have. You know that. The rest are kids.
Odegaard?
35. I'm telling you, everybody else is kids.
Yeah, no, you only had two kids in there.
The rest of our squad is kids.
We have in that starting 11, you had two kids in there.
Yeah. Oh, one thing.
There's two kids in that starting 11. Everybody else has been bought on average for like 30, 40 mil.
Okay. But what's your point?
My point is that team should not be drawing 0-0. You know what? Not even that they shouldn't be drawing against 0-0.
Okay.
The way that you guys drew was disgusting. You guys were on the defensive foot.
You're wild.
And
you're
not even be wild. The only reason Brighton didn't win is because they couldn't finish. Okay. If they could hit the net, they would have won by 3-0.
Mo, I'm not disagreeing with you. We were poor that day. Trust me. But again, I'm not going to blame Arteta for it. It was the players who were poor that game.
It's Arteta. It was,
no. He put his best 11. Maybe the rotations could have been better. Like,
there's no
maybe could have had better stuff.
You know, but like
he brought in an 80 million signing that we expected goals from. He brought in another 50 million signing we also expect goals from. It came down to the players. He did everything right, Arteta.
He didn't. There was no outlet in that team.
Partey was poor that day.
Bro, Aubameyang was...
I gotta talk about Partey, by the way.
Yeah, he was poor. Like, I don't know what happened to him that game.
No, Lokonga, he looked like positionally... He looked positionally unaware. But how is that not the manager's fault? Bad subs, great expensive players who aren't playing at their best. Does that not sound a little bit like the manager's fault?
Come on. You can't say it's every single player's fault when... In the system alone, they couldn't get out of your... You couldn't get out of your half.
I thought we defended well.
That's a system problem.
I thought we had our chances to win the game. Yes, they destroyed us in possession. Like, Brighton looked like freaking Man City against us. I'm not going to lie. Like, they were all over us. Pause. But again, like, it doesn't come down to the manager. I truly think it was the player's fault. The players should take fault for it, and they got to look back and...
That can't really be shared, in my opinion.
I think what's happening to you right now is... I'm going to call it the Ole syndrome.
Oh, wow. That's a great name, actually.
Ole syndrome.
That's disrespectful,
you know what I mean? Your manager got a result that you wanted for your heart. It was an emotional result.
Yeah.
And now you're backing him with your mind. It's a problem.
It's one of those.
Don't let your emotions control your mind. Don't let your emotions dictate your mind.
Okay, but the syndrome has got to me and I have no other choice. So I have to stick with it, okay?
As long as you know.
I'm not getting Antonio Conte tomorrow. I'm not getting Zidane. I'm not getting Pep Guardiola. I'm not getting
Jurgen Klopp. But you could get Graham Potter. I'm over it. But you could get Graham Potter.
Arteta's better than him.
You get Scott Parker. You get Eddie Howe.
Who's managing Bournemouth for a reason.
All right. I don't think I would take those names out.
Yeah. Anyways.
You're picking up Graham Potter. He finished 16th in the league last season.
But by the way, Smith Rowe. I think Smith Rowe might be my favorite player right now.
Yeah, same.
Bro, forget this Arsenal. No, I love
ESR, bro.
Not number one, but he's up there. You want to know why? He plays like something you could watch in a museum. I'm not going to lie. You want to know why? He's so technically good. He releases the ball at the right times. Yeah. He's aggressive. He tries hard. But everything
he messed up in the Brighton game. He had that one chance.
He had the one chance.
Yeah.
And Saka was there, but the defender was covering. No, that was great defense.
His vision was bad. Yeah. The first touch, he looked down. If he was looking up, he could have.
Which is not like him. He never does that.
Because the defender was covering the angle.
No, yeah. He had it initially, but he looked down and just ran. If he looked up, he had the pass initially and then lost the opportunity.
I hear that, but for a young player, I'm judging you of what you do after the mistake. So he made the mistake, but at least he tried. He shifted the defender. He got a shot off. No, keeper saved it.
What you need is next time that situation comes up, does he make the right decision? Is he looking up next time?
No, but
that's what you got to see.
He's the fastest learner in our squad. If you look at, he was playing for Leipzig. He wasn't doing anything. Before that, he was playing under Wenger. He wasn't doing much. Mm-hmm. You know, he was the guy going on preseason tours to Asia and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But now you can see he's adding things to his game. Like he's adding a shot.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Partey, listen. Stop shooting.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You saw my messages.
Bam.
I went off.
This man emptied the clip.
Yeah.
Every time he could shoot, he went for it.
Oh my God.
My man was trying to get that top bids.
No, I lost my
but
mind.
But got top Rosie.
Yeah, no, he has to stop. Wallahi. I don't get it. But we move.
Bro, I'm actually convinced. I'm actually legitimately convinced. Partey doesn't make passes. He just shoots and misses.
Nah, he's a great passer. He's actually a very, very good player, but it's just, again, consistency with a lot of these Arsenal players. Consistency. But let's move. Let's move.
Before we move, Cucurella, that left back on Brighton.
He's nice. Nice.
Bro.
I'm not going to lie. I seen him with the long hair. I'm saying, what's this guy going to do?
Vitek Guendouzi? What is this? Bro.
I was seeing memes.
Baller.
He looks like one of those Spanish guys you see at pickup. Everything they do is like perfect technically, you know?
No, the Twitter is hilarious, bro. They were saying Jesus was killing Arsenal today.
That man was showing out.
Yeah, for real.
And Lallana's looking like Lallana.
Yeah.
Scary.
To him.
Anyways,
let's move. I don't think they'll keep it up, but anyways, let's move. Let's talk United last. Manchester United. What's going on?
I
want to
talk about your GOAT. It's not, I just want to throw a stat out. I'm not going to judge it or anything.
The guy who subbed in at 60th
minute? No, it's not about this game particularly.
Scored a game winner against Villarreal?
Statman Mo.
95th minute?
Statman Mo. Did you guys know that Ronaldo has the lowest pressing in the league by far?
That's normal.
Yeah.
So is Messi.
No. That's the dumbest thing of ever.
It's not even, it's like, you know, like most graphs, like they taper down. Like it's, they taper down, second last, and then it drops.
Yeah, but he also has five goals. Messi. Four of those are game-winning goals.
I just want to point that out. I'm just pointing out the stat. Do it with it what you will. I'm just pointing it out.
What does that mean, bro?
It was kind of mad to me that it was by a mile. That's it.
Yeah. Who cares? What?
But no, look, when it comes to United, like complete opposite. You turn from Arsenal. Like what I was saying about Arsenal with Arteta. This is Ole's problem. Ole is the problem. Let's be completely honest. Like a lot of his decisions are very questionable.
Vibes.
Very questionable. Vibes FC, I don't like the tactics he's playing. I'm a little bit.
You guys seen that tweet? McFred is McDead.
Yeah. Those kids, right?
Yeah, legendary.
But yeah, man, United right now, so far, lost to Young Boys in the Champions League. Lost to West Ham in the Cup game.
Lost to Villa.
And if it wasn't for Ronaldo scoring that last minute, Villarreal dominated that game.
Villarreal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, sorry, what?
And they lost to Villa where Emi did the thing.
Oh,
sorry, last second winner.
Yeah. But they were getting dominated by Villarreal.
Oh, Ronaldo.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's not looking good so far. And by the way, this October, it's crazy for United. You know, guess who they have next? Leicester, which is, they've been struggling. Atalanta in the Champions League. Liverpool and Tottenham this month alone.
Lovely. Madness. Only four games?
Next month, Man City and I believe Arsenal as well.
Only four games?
Yeah, stupid freaking international break.
We have five. Hold
up. No, but international, post-international break.
Speaking of international break, did you know that Ollie rested Ronaldo and Pogba.
I didn't get
for,
it.
For their international team?
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Vibes.
So he benched Pogba for McFred and he benched Ronaldo for Cavani.
Yeah.
Because why?
Because McFred and Cavani aren't going international.
Oh.
You can't fly corpses over the sea.
Why do you think Sancho played so much?
Respect him.
Yeah, no. Sancho. Scary hours.
Yeah, right, man. That's your ace stamp, bro.
Yeah. No, I've no, like, I'm not worried about him, but this is scary hours.
Yeah.
For not just him. Like, you know when the whole world was attacking Pepe and then they're attacking Havertz.
Yeah.
Expensive signings. That's the time.
Yeah, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Scary coming, hours right now.
Sancho, I'm not concerned for Sancho.
I'm not concerned.
People forget. You know how old he is?
Yeah, he's like 20.
Yeah, he's 21. Same age as Foden.
Yeah.
People forget he's a young guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're actually in the
but
same
they need listen, they need him to be good team? Right now.
The same youth team when England won the U21 World Cup where Foden won the golden ball. Yeah. That team.
Yeah. Hudson-Odoi was on that team too. That team was star studded.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah, and Foden was the best player. But yeah.
But yeah, let's talk. What do you guys think of Ole? Ole deserves to be Man United manager.
He's going to hang on by thread. He always does. He'll get a result. He might lose the first maybe one game, get a draw, and then against Liverpool, somehow he'll pull something out of
his ass. He's getting a 0-0 tough draw out, and it's going to feel like a win for them.
Yeah.
And he's going to keep his job that way.
He shows up in the big games. Like his record against the big six, pretty decent.
I want him to stay.
Yeah, I want him to stay for my own
selfish reasons, right?
Yeah, but it's not good, man. Like, it's not good enough for Ronaldo. Like, Ronaldo, he's going to get angry soon. He's been keeping it very humble for as confident and as, I don't know if you want to call it self-centered or whatever you want to call it. I wouldn't call it that. But so Ronaldo, he's going to burst soon. He's going to say, what's going on? Because I don't think anybody in that team believes they can win a trophy. I don't think they believe it. And that's due to the manager.
Bruno probably does.
I think Bruno, he knows that the team can play better. I don't think they can win a trophy. Like, you know the idea that Man City have that
we're
winning
the
league.
Now Cavani thinks he
can win. Cavani has the mentality. But majority of those players in that squad don't.
Yeah.
So I think there's going to be a like butting heads between Ronaldo and his desire to win. And he has to win. He has to win.
It's a must.
Compared to Ollie's just lackadaisicalness.
Make everybody happy.
Yeah.
Which he has done, by the way.
But Ollie just has to win a trophy. Ronaldo wants to win everything. Like, you see where they're not on the same level?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's sad. It's sad. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but
maybe Ole in.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Yeah.
I don't mind, but.
All right. Before we move, or after we move off Man United, any quick words on Barca? I know you guys had some choice words.
Yo, we talk about Ole. Coleman is so much worse right now.
Madness.
Bro. But look at his team.
He has a lot of injuries, fair enough. But like,
no, his team's kids. It's like 70% kids.
No, the same mistake.
He got rid of the players because he's playing those kids. Luis Suarez, Griezmann, playing for their rivals. For free. Literally for free. Well, and them actually, scoring goals
actually,
against you.
They actually couldn't afford Griezmann.
Suarez is a dog, Suarez was so happy to score. He went F you, Coleman.
This is a club legend, bro. Like, I think people mistake. Like, Luis Suarez, Barcelona, he's one of the greats ever.
For I Barcelona? Would call him a legend for Barcelona.
He has one of the highest goal tally record.
I don't really care about Barcelona.
No, just for Barcelona alone. Like, I think he has one of the greatest goal scoring records.
Question.
No.
Suarez or Lewandowski? I'm taking Suarez. I am taking Suarez every day of the week.
Let's do this quick. I don't want a big debate, but I'll say
Lewandowski.
You're Lewandowski
every day.
I'll take Lewandowski too.
It depends. Are they facing Norwich?
Suarez does it everywhere. He doesn't care. He's hungry. He has that grit. I'm telling you, Suarez would have been in my top five if he wasn't racist. Factually.
I mean, he might be higher up on my list if he didn't bite Ivanovic. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that's what does it for you, huh? we see where your line's drawn.
Bro, hey, I lost track of how many people he freaking bit. It was Chiellini too.
He bit Chiellini. Yeah. Bro, this man's nuts.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you see the teeth on him? The man has chompers.
Yeah. Yeah, just one last thing on Coleman. It's actually like, you know how everybody wants them to fire him? You know that Coleman was contracted with the Dutch team. I heard this on Armchair Gaffers. Shout out to them. But he was contracted to the Dutch team and he's working internationally there, right?
Mm.
So when Barca came in, right, he was like, you guys have to buy me out of my contract. And they said no. So he bought himself out with the clause that, hey, if you guys sack me, you guys are paying me back what I bought myself out of this contract with. So And we know how broke Barca is. So firing him, that's very sticky financially.
Yeah. Not only that, he's buddy-buddy with Johan Cruyff's son. And Johan Cruyff is huge for that club.
Yeah.
So. I don't think that any point right now, and like Johan Cruyff's in the club's administration and stuff like that. They're not getting rid of him now.
Yeah, but again, it's still Barcelona at the end of the day. Like, for example, they lost their last two Champions League game. They're in a financial crisis. They need to advance to the next round for financial reasons. No, trust me. Like, and Koeman and Laporta, they've already butted heads. Like, they've publicly said they don't like each other. So.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying the same energy I have for Arsenal saying you can't survive on your name. You guys actually have to be good. The same way I feel for Barcelona. Yeah. I think Barcelona are going to have a very, very tough period. Like the same, I'm not going to say like Arsenal level's tough, but it's not going to be good.
There's going to be a rebuild, but they do have the quality of young players to rebuild with.
They don't have the money.
Here's the thing though.
It's a money game.
At least in regards to the Atletico game, it wasn't the players that are the issue. It was the tactics. The same goal both times.
Yeah.
Jao picks it up on the left, sends either Lamar or Suarez out, and it happened so many times in the game. They only scored two out of it.
Yeah.
And Mingueza was getting ripped.
Bro, even the Champions League game against Benfica. Yeah. What the hell was that? And Coleman subbed out Pique at the 34th minute or somewhere. That was crazy. Yeah, that was crazy. I didn't understand that.
Beefing Busquets in the middle of the game.
I love it. I've never liked Pique. Never.
He's beefing Busquets in the middle of the game.
Yeah, and that was mad. But like. Yeah.
And Coleman, meanwhile, just on the phone.
That guy's invested in.
But you never sub out.
In Spain. So nah, he's getting so making
real.
Money.
Yeah. He's so real. You know what he did, Art?
What?
He bought the rights to Ligue 1 in all of Spain.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. He posted on Twitch or something like that.
Bro, he made bank off the first game for Messi.
Fake care.
How much money he made?
Yeah, good for him.
Fake care. That's what I'm telling you. PK's a punk. People used to try to say he was close to Ramos.
I think he's going to be the future president of Barca real soon once he retires.
Guy's a weirdo.
Yeah.
But yeah,
let's end it off there.
Go ahead. Say what you want to say. Get off your chest.
Listen, it's damn time, Marv.
Oh, shit.
Hold the show.
Yeah.
Listen. We'll make it quick. One guy, Chiesa. I've been a fan. I'm early.
You're
this
late.
Is
the, this is the not world's the already stamped him. You're
this
late.
Is not the late. No.
You're late. You've been stamped at the Euros.
This is like that point in Arthur where you see the screen twist. Like, no. But nah, Chiesa, you guys know that's my guy. I just haven't had time to give him a stamp. We've been, you know what I'm saying, in between episodes. But Chiesa, not much to say. Aggressive winger. Definitely top tier in the world. Another player, Bellingham. Late. This one I'm genuinely late for, but not because I didn't want to give him a stamp. Just, I don't know. I like to find talents earlier than how good he is, but Bellingham, top tier player. And last one, Victor Osimhen. I know Arf's a big fan.
I like that.
Big baller.
He's having a crazy season, and Napoli alone are having the same
season. Yeah, Napoli are having
season.
A crazy
undefeated
season.
Undefeated.
Right and now. Even last year, their run kind of stopped when he got injured and he wasn't playing.
He would have scored more goals if he didn't get that red card in the second game, so...
I think he'd score two if he dyed his hair back to a normal color.
I like the hair. I like the
those
hair.
Three guys.
Good pick.
Osman and Bellingham, Chiesa.
Y'all hear it first, by the way. Bellingham to Chelsea in 2 years.
I could see that happening, to be honest. I could totally see that happening.
Listen, I have
hey, it's Dortmund end of the day.
I have people in the club, you know?
You know what's funny? Tuchel won't be there by then. You guys will probably have sacked him before.
Yeah, right?
You know,
my part will probably be back in
Actually, a part of me feels like Ole and Arteta are going to outlast Tuchel.
no way.
That's crazy. Yo, a Champions League too. I would not be surprised. But, all right, let's end it off there. Take care.
Peace.
See you.